This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, live tonight, despite all the fun technical issues we were facing 2 minutes ago. This is Lock and Load. Tonight we're going to kick off. It's Wednesday night, so is it Wednesday? It's Wednesday night. We're going to kick off with Roger Katz, Arbalest Quarrel. Although Steven is about to be headed back to Los Estados Unidos, correct?
That's correct, Bill. I spoke with Steven today. We had a long conversation. He's in Lisbon, Portugal right now, and he had a really fine educational experience, as well as a, I don't know how much of a relaxing vacation, but definitely different. And he has many tales to tell.
I'm sure.
You and your listeners, and he is looking forward to getting back to the States. And he will be back Saturday evening, so he's looking forward to the show next Wednesday.
Cool. So what have you got for us tonight?
All right. Well, quite a few things. We had, you and I had spoken this morning about an issue involving the attempt by, well, more than attempt, the Clinton campaign and the Democratic National Party that was responsible and instrumental for getting Clinton the nomination had apparently contacted an organization to smear Donald Trump. To find, determine whether he had actual ties with Russia, and it had little to do with whether there was any violation of law, and everything to do with getting her the presidency. And apparently, what's interesting, I took a look at the New York Times, both, there was two articles, today and yesterday, how a sensational and verified dossier became a crisis for Donald Trump. This was apparently an October 25 article. But what is interesting is that it wasn't just Hillary Clinton and the National Party that was handled or run at the time by Deborah Wasserman Schultz, but the Republicans as well. Let's see here. There was a definite attempt by a Republican, believe it or not, and apparently we don't know who it is, but this Republican had contacted an organization, and I looked it up. And it's quite ominous, really. Let me see. It's called GPS.com. And this company basically does what they refer to as strategic research, strategic intelligence, basically espionage. And they were the ones that apparently got in touch with this individual by the name of Steele, who had worked with British intelligence. And it was this Christopher Steele that built up a file on Trump. But when this was leaked, apparently it was a dossier, and it goes back several months. And not surprisingly, Senator McCain was one of the first to get this thing. And but it made its way to James Clapper. I remember the past director of national intelligence. And he had taken a look at this secretive dossier. But he said that he could not verify the reliability. So that was pretty honest. But apparently that wasn't the concern of Clinton or of the Republicans. Now, one can speculate who it was among the Republicans, but it seems that both the Republicans and the Democrats were using this company, Fusion GPS, to compile a dossier on Trump. And the party that created this GPS apparently is Glenn Simpson, who actually was at one time, according to the New York Times, a Wall Street Journal journalist. And one has to wonder whether the Republicans, the centrist Republicans, and I would think that those would include the Bush family, along with a party that we've heard about in the past and I've talked about, this Richard Painter, who was a apparently the ethics attorney for the Bush administration, George W. Bush. And he was virulently opposed to a Trump presidency. And it's quite conceivable that it was Richard Painter that hired this Fusion GPS. But again, that's speculation on my part. I'm not going to put my neck out there and say that that was the case. But let's just say that there were very interested parties, both among Democrats and Republicans, that were dead set against a Trump presidency and would do anything and everything in their power if they couldn't get Bush in, and obviously Trump beat out the field of 16 candidates for the Republican Party nomination. And so they were intent on getting Clinton in. And it's just an incredible smear campaign that was orchestrated. And we're basically seeing the effects of that even to this very day. So there's something very, very specious and hypocritical for Democrats and for the media, for anyone to argue about the alleged actions of Trump and his people, his campaign people, his family, in light of what Clinton was involved in, not least of all, of course, the uranium deal. And that's another thing that really doesn't make much sense. If Russia is considered such a threat to our nation, then why would it be that Clinton, when she was Secretary of State, along with Obama, would basically, through the government bureaucracy, allow for the Russians to purchase a good chunk of our uranium? If it was just money, well, obviously we know that the foundation that Bill Clinton and his wife created was just a front. It was not really so much involved in charitable work as a way to hand out favors in return for money. And this is exactly what they did. You might recall, and your listeners might recall, that when Comey, at least in one of the...
Before you launch into that, we're coming up on the break.
Sure.
We can talk about Comey when we get back because he's one of my favorite topics. I don't really know what to think of the guy, but he seems like a fun dude. ArborlessQuarrel.com. That's where you can find what Roger does on a daily basis. Also featured writer at Amoland.com, along with his partner, Stephen D'Andrelli. Constantly beating the bushes, constantly looking for the next angle, trying to extrapolate that out and give you the best information possible. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Thank you.
the Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the brotherhood.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. Never really done this. I haven't ever told anybody this because, well, I should, though, all the time. Roger Katz is an attorney licensed to practice law in Ohio and Arizona and the CEO of Arbalest Group, of which he writes at ArbalestQuarrel.com and a featured writer at AmmoLand.com. Rejoining us again, you're about to launch into Mr. Comey. I think.
Bill. During one of the hearings, and it was either Jason Chabot or Trey Gowdy, I believe, who asked Comey This had to do with the emails and the server in Clinton's home. Basically, the misuse of classified documents was what this was all about. But clearly, the Congressional Committee was aware that the FBI was investigating more than just the misuse of classified data. And it had to do with the foundation. In fact, it was perhaps even a much bigger issue. But I recall that when Comey was asked that question, very specifically, is the FBI investigating the Clinton Foundation? And to get into the issue of uranium, but also the idea of selling the State Department power and influence for money, play to pay. And Comey didn't want to go there. He said cryptically, he didn't say, no, we're not doing it. He said no comment, which was essentially a positive confirmation or a not positive confirmation that that precisely was what the FBI was doing contemporaneously with the investigation of Clinton's emails and God knows what else. But, of course, that came out thereafter, and I believe Comey admitted as much. And now it would seem that if Mueller is going to be doing his job properly, looking at Russian influence and Russian machinations in our democracy, then he should be looking as much to the Clinton scandals. But then again, he was very much a part of it, as was McCabe and as was Rosenstein. So all of these people have dirty fingers. And I think that ultimately we need a new, a very good house cleaning. But who is to do that? See, that's the problem. If the FBI itself is suspect and corrupt, then what can we do? If we go to an outside counsel, well, we don't want to have someone like Mueller who, talk about conflict of interest, would be the last person that should be investigating anything involving corruption or collusion in politics. And we might ask as well, he's been doing this now for months and months. What is this costing the American people? This has got to be millions upon millions of dollars. He has to have money in order to conduct an investigation and to pay off, first of all, for remitting his own salary and those of individuals beneath him, whether they're attorneys or accountants or intelligence people or whoever they are. And we don't hear about that, but obviously there has to be a reckoning. He has to submit a bill, and it has to go to some governmental agency. And I think the people should know exactly what it is that they're paying for in an attempt to destroy the president that they elected. So this is it's really mind-boggling. And I wanted to point out something that is probably most troubling to me. And it has to do with this issue of whether the American public is truly privy to truth. With all this talk about fake news and well, there are facts, but and no one can deny what those facts are because there's only one set of them. The fact is that truth is very malleable, all right? Studying logic in the university, at Ohio State University, I came to realize that that we're not talking about simple propositions here. If I say it's raining outside, you say it isn't. Well, we can go take a look. And And empirical verification will tell us that one of us is right and one of us is wrong. But when we're talking about policy, foreign policy, domestic policy, you're getting into a lot of neither issues, and it's not very clear-cut. You're also getting into a lot of normative ethical issues, too, as to what is right and what is wrong. But the thing about Russia is this. Russia is not our enemy. At one time, the old Soviet Union was. There was the Cold War, and anyone selling secrets to the Russians would be involved in sedition and treason. And what comes to mind is, what was it, the Rosenbergs that sold our atomic secrets. And they were tried, convicted, and they paid for their lives for their treason. But Russia is not our enemy anymore. And the fact is that I'm more concerned about our so-called allies that could be doing us more harm, and also those within our own nation. I'm sick and tired of constantly hearing about how Donald Trump is a autocrat, how he's a nationalist, which would be tie into parochialism, tribalism, even racism. They say he's against democratic values, and the republic, and our core values and traditions, and it's absolutely nonsensical. And my firm belief is that what is really being attacked here is not Donald Trump at all, but the American people. And it was funny that I heard that. It was serendipitous that I just happened to be listening to Fox News as I was driving back this evening from a bite to eat. And Steve Bannon was on, and I guess he had been giving a speech. And it had to do with, among other things, good riddance to Flake and Bob Corker wants to go. That's great, too. But he basically said that what is really going on is an attack on those who voted for Trump. That's the thing that's extraordinarily difficult for.
Let me get you to hold right there. I was listening too much to that. I was really beginning to get into that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed is lethal art with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast. The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Lock and Load. Talking to Roger Katz from ArborlistQuarrel.com, and I was really getting into all of that, but please continue on, sir.
Well, I'm not sure where I left off, but the concern that I have, basically, is that our country is, we're losing it, basically. We're losing it because we are subject to propaganda. And that propaganda is very, very devious. And the fact is that it's given to the public not as a means to further and end debts for the benefit of the public, but basically to further the end of those who have a different goal in mind for our country. And what I find, it's almost amusing to attack Trump for the very things that the Democrats are themselves responsible for. We don't hear the term neoconservative too much anymore, but the neoconservatives were originally Democrats who were war hawks. And if we think of the Republicans, really, as the war party, it's odd that we don't really place the onus on where it belongs, on those that got us involved in the Middle East. And the idea that somehow we're supposed to be a bastion of democracy. and we are supposed to hold ourselves out as the country that cherishes peace above all else, that we would be a country that is involved in war. Basically, the centrist Republicans and the Democrats are really playing the same game. I was looking some time ago, and I came across a think tank. They drafted a paper. It was called A Project for a New American Century. And this was written by a number of neocons, Philip Christo, Robert Kagan, Paul, I think it was Paul Wolfowitz, who's the architect of the war in Iraq. But this happened well before the 9/11 tragedy. And these people were intent on getting the public involved in war, into a war footing. But after the mishap in Vietnam, where we lost somewhere on the order of 54 to 50,000 young men, basically the military wasn't allowed to win the war. But after all that loss, we just got out of it. Now we're going to, make peace with the Viet Cong and North Vietnam, which is what we're doing. So what are those 54, 55, 56,000 men died for? But the funny thing is, I'm reading here, and this is from the site Truth Will Out. At the time, the Democrats have become the party of bare-knuckled, full-throated American exceptionalism. The transformation was announced with a vein-popping zeal by retired general and wannabe motivation screamer John Allen at the Democratic Convention. This is the same Democratic Party criticized by Kagan Company, the purveyors of timidity, placidity, and moral perfidy. But now they've got Hillary Clinton, and she weaponized the State Department. She really likes regime change. And, of course, we saw it. It wasn't bad enough that we got involved in Iraq. We had to get involved in Libya as well. And what is this really all about? Is it really our national security, or is our military being used for some other purpose, basically to create violence and volatility around the world and to make our own nation more malleable so we forget that we do have core values, like core traditions, core history, but we're supposed to give some of that up in accordance with this greater notion that we're all part of one big happy family. And I see it over and over again, even in the New York Times today, when Flake, there was a big excerpt about Flake's speech, which was all rhetorical, about why he's leaving Congress. And he talks about the new world order. And McCain talked about that, too. And I'm wondering why they are doing this. And the only thing I think that comes to mind is that if Clinton had won the presidency, there would have been more of a serious transition toward a movement, toward basically giving up our rights and liberties and our Constitution and our rule of law. And we would become a part of the European Union, at least closer tied to it through the Transatlantic Treaty partnership. And we would have had the Trans-Pacific Partnership as well. And through those economic associations, we would lose our political and social tethering. And that's exactly what has happened. And what we see today is the use of propaganda. I had also mentioned some time ago, back in 1948, there was a law called the Smith-Blunt Act. And that law was enacted for a very particular purpose. We were at war with the Soviet Union, and we used propaganda directed to the Soviet Union and to the satellite nations of the Soviet bloc. That's through Radio Free Europe. But it was with the understanding that propaganda would not be used at home, that there was a healthy respect for our own citizens that we should not be propagandized to. And what is that? I'm reading here from one a law review article, and this is how it often works. Remember the slogan, support our troops. Who can be against that? The issue was you support our policy, but you don't want people to think about the issue going into Iraq. That's the whole point of the propaganda. You want to create a slogan that nobody's going to be against and everybody's going to be for. Nobody knows what it means because it doesn't mean anything. So you have people arguing about support for the troops. Of course, I don't not support them. Then you've won. And that pretty much says it all. Who's against immigration? We're all immigrants. How can you be against immigration? Well, what about these illegal immigrants? Well, that doesn't matter. They're still immigrants. They're human beings. They're children. Who can be against children? Are you going to send children back to Mexico or Honduras or Guatemala? See, this is the thing. We're caught in a situation that people like Obama and Bush put us in. And it's left to a party with the stomach and the mindset of Donald Trump to get us out. This is what the public
wants. Let me get you to hold up right there. We're coming up on the last break on the hour. Roger is the writer and the intellectual mind behind Arbalist Quarrel, arbalistquarrel.com, and a featured writer at amoland.com, and he comes here and shares with us every Wednesday. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
To being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at kdarmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing, only at catiarmor.com.
Tonight. This is Lock and Load. Talking to Roger Katz from ArborlistQuarrel.com. Go ahead and take us out on this hour, as you, if you will, please, sir.
All right, Bill. I'm looking at an op-ed of the other day. Democrats embrace impeachment. Michelle Goldberg is the writer of this op-ed, and she says last week Tom Steyer, the billionaire progressive donor, announced a $10 million campaign calling for President Trump's impeachment, beginning with a television commercial running in 50 states, where I guess Tom Steyer now is yelling for impeachment along with Maxine Waters, that paragon of virtue and intellectual light. And this is what he says. Trump, the spot says, has brought us to the brink of nuclear war. Really? I think he prevented, he's preventing a nuclear war. He's obstructed justice at the FBI. Oh, really? What about Clinton? Didn't she lie to FBI officials? And in direct violation of the Constitution. What has he violated? He's taken money from foreign governments. Oh, really? I haven't heard anything about that. No proof. And threatened to shut down news organizations to report the truth, which he can't do anyway. But the point is that there's really no basis to impeach Trump. But that doesn't seem to bother anyone, because I'm reading further in here, and Michelle Goldberg says that a Harvard Law scholar, Cass Sunstein, author of the recent book Impeachment, A Citizen's Guide, told me that doesn't mean Congress can't impeach only a president who is caught breaking the law. Crime is neither necessary nor sufficient. Really? So we just can impeach a president because we want to? But then again, who wants to? And this is what's coming out of the woodwork. Out of the shadows, we are seeing the internationalists, we are seeing the billionaire globalists, we are seeing the Hollywood sweeties, we are seeing the communists and socialists, we're seeing the mainstream media. These are all being put to the service of a hidden group of very, very powerful functionaries that wish to see the end of this country. I usually start the hour, but I'll end it now with what I often say, and that is that the only thing that holds this country together ultimately is our Bill of Rights, our sacred rights and liberties. And what those stand for, above anything else, is the sovereignty of the American people over their government. The Bill of Rights is not subject to repeal. You can look at Article 5, but the fact is that these rights and liberties codified in the Bill of Rights, fundamental rights and liberties, are not subject to government repeal because these rights and liberties were never created by the government. The Second Amendment holds this together, and it's the one thing that sticks in the craw of all these individuals that claim that it's an old amendment. It doesn't have significance today. I would say that it has more significance today than it ever it ever did before. I want to point out that at the closing hour last week, Bill, you mentioned that a listener had contacted Lock and Load on in the chat room and asked for a list of names of those individuals, Republican congressmen, congresswomen, who did not support Bill H.R. 38, the National Concealed Handgun Carry bill, which was actually the latest of 13 bills that were presented since 2011 in both the House and the Senate. And what I did, I posted the other day a very comprehensive article, as I normally do, and I started with a very lengthy quotation from Patrick Henry, who delivered an important and passionate speech as an anti-federalist at the convention that took place in Virginia in 1788. And a few short years later, the Second Amendment was ratified. And he made it very clear that tyranny is always around the corner, and the public must forever be on guard. And we can't believe that we have a benign government. We do not. And we see just how malevolent and malignant the government is. And we have a president now that is attempting to set things straight and right. And that cannot be abided by a lot of people. It's almost as if we're in a parallel world, and they cannot understand this. Everything was going along very, very well and smoothly. We would have been a part of the Trans-Pacific Partnership. We would have been tied in with the European Union. Our country would be hollowed out. We would still have our flag, but we'd also have the European Union flag with one star in that to indicate that now the entire country, the United States, is part of the European Union, and we take our orders from Brussels, from the European Commission, the European Parliament, and all our cases and controversies are heard by the European Court of Justice. And the Supreme Court, the United States Supreme Court, is nothing more than a municipal court. Wouldn't mean anything anymore. And that is where we were headed. And this was a huge switcheroo that we were able to get Donald Trump into office. And we have to support our president. And as Stephen had indicated to me, it behooves your listeners constantly to contact their congressman at 202-225-3121. That's 202-225-3121. That's the switchboard at the United States Congress. And what's interesting, that's the same number that people like Michael Moore and Tom Hartman are telling their people to contact their congressmen to tell them that, well, doing a good job, but we got to get rid of this president, and we have to overturn his policies, and we have to make way for the new world order. So the one thing that I would like to see our president do is actually put some force into getting national handgun carry reciprocity enacted, at least get it debated, get it to a hearing. And if he would simply contact Mitch McConnell, and he would contact Paul Ryan and tell him, this is important, this we can get done, this is something that all the Republicans can rally around, we would be able, I think, to really put the onus on the Democrats to make their argument that, well, we don't want a Second Amendment anymore. Because once they say that, then we know. We know that their position, and unfortunately that of many of the centrist Republicans, unless we get them on board, is that the Bill of Rights is the sticky wicket that prevents our union with the European Union. And this is what we have to avoid. We have to strengthen the Second Amendment now more than ever, or else all is lost. And by the way, insurrection, if it comes down to that, and if there's ever an attempt to illegally to remove Donald Trump, there will be insurrection. And that is actually something that the framers of this Constitution provided for. Because if our government is becoming tyrannical, and I really see that, it does not represent the people. It has no respect for American people. And we see that in the ways that an attempt to destroy the First Amendment, destroy the Fourth Amendment, and to destroy the Second Amendment.
So that is it for us. And you finished it right at the nick of time. Thank you for joining us this evening, sir. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Bill.
All right. Coming up next, Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is well on with the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.